Zooming past the club's mini-mansions in the direction of John Richard's rental, I wondered what in the hell Cecilia had been talking about. There was Marla's question. Now that the jerk is out of jail, where is he getting his money? He had no job that I knew of, or, more importantly, that Marla knew of. My best friend had also calculated that John Richard's highly publicized sponsoring of a local golfing event, $25,000, plus purchasing the Audi, another $40,000, plus rent, must have been subsidized by Courtney, the newly wealthy widow. Lots of her money, apparently, had been lavished on the jerk. But John Richard had dumped Courtney, and, according to Marla, he was renting in the club area while he looked for a big house to buy. In this, Marla had joyfully concluded, he would not be successful. While our ex was incarcerated and deprived of the Mountain Journal, he probably hadn't heard that home sales in Aspen Meadow had virtually stopped. Fire insurers had refused to write new homeowner policies. This did not bring down the general anxiety level in the town. Was John Richard's search for a house what Cecilia wanted to know about? Maybe. When I piloted the van into the dead end that contained the jerk's current mock Tudor domicile, another car was parked out front. I sighed and prayed that this was not a new girlfriend. Maybe that was why John Richard favored the architecture he did. He fancied himself a contemporary Henry VIII. Lot of wives, lot of girlfriends. I parked the van behind the car, an older blue Chevy sedan that looked as if someone was in it. "Okay, hon," I said to Arch, "just take your clubs and go to the door, do you mind? I'll wait here until you're inside." Arch pushed his glasses up his nose. "Okay, Mom. Sorry you had to go to so much trouble."